Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows. In this episode, we talk about the power of gratitude and how much it makes a difference to practice gratitude in your life. Feeling gratitude attracts even more things to be grateful for.
We also do a mini healing to help release any blockages to being able to access the vibration of gratitude. We hope you enjoy it.
Hey guys.
Hi everyone.
How are you?
How's life treating you?
I was telling Gayatri before we started recording that this was one of those weekends that was just like an all around great weekend. Like where you just like, I love life. Like one of those weekends where everything just, or weeks I should say, where everything is just awesome.
That's so good.
I know. It's nice to have those because then you can hold on to those when it's not so awesome. But when you have them, you're like, yes, this is totally what life is all about.
Totally. You know, and I was just like, wow, you had an amazing week. I was like, oh, that's like really cool.
Like right?
You forget, right? You forget that you can have just like an amazing week that's just like freaking awesome.
I know. I like to try to like, when that happens, just stop and acknowledge it. Because sometimes the days just go and go and go. And you almost like forget. But it's so nice to just be like, oh, this was such a great moment. Or this was such a great week. I started doing with Chloe. We have these journals. And we bought matching journals at Kitson down the road. And not every night. But sometimes we sit together. It used to be every night. And then we got lazy. So now it's a few times a week. But we call it our journals of magic and miracles. And we sit down together and we write our miracles for the day. So it's like focusing on gratitude. And like, it's so cute because we'll be out, we'll be doing something. And Chloe's like, oh, I'm going to write this in my miracle today. And it's so sweet. And, you know, she gets to practice like her writing and everything. And it's going to be a whole journal of gratitude for her and like a way for her to like look back on her year and her life. And I think it's really good. And I love it too, because I love looking, if you're not having a good day, it's so fun to go back and read like a really great day that you had a couple weeks ago or whatever it is. It just puts a smile on your face.
Oh my God. I love that idea.
Yeah. It's really so cute.
Cute.
I know. We call it our miracles journal.
It's so cool. It's like gratitude, like reflecting on your day and what miracles happened.
Yeah.
Like, and it how was fun. Funny.
Exactly. And it was funny when we first sat down to write, Chloe goes, this is hard, mommy, because every minute, every day is a miracle. And I was like, oh, you're right. It is. She goes, how seriously? Am I going to pick just one thing? I'm like, well, you can write as much as you want, or you can pick like the highlight of your day. And she's like, okay, mommy.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you the more you write, the better, because then it raises your vibration, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've noticed a difference in her, because I think now she's focusing on the miracles instead of like the other stuff that can happen during the day that's not as fun.
Yeah.
If you focus on the good ones, you're going to get more of those.
Totally. Of course.
Yeah.
That's so cool for kids to do that. And adults, obviously, too. But like, you know, like to start out that way. I love when parents have such cool ideas like that, you know?
I know. It came to me when we were there. It's such a cute journal. It's the ones we picked where the universe has your back journal.
Nice.
It's so cute. If anyone's looking for a good journal.
Do they have rainbows on them?
I don't know what's on the front. I have to think. But you know what? I'll post a picture on our Instagram page in case anyone wants to see what they look like.
Or unicorns. Or lightning bolts. Are they tie-dye?
She's so my child. She wears tie-dye everything, just like I do.
as you're holding up your tie-dye phone.
Oh, you're right. Yes, I have a tie-dye phone case and a tie-dye computer case. Can't forget that. It makes me smile.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My phone case is blue and so is my computer case. So
there you go. I have pink. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyways, what a cool idea. What a cool idea. I love that. Good.
And it's a fun thing to do together.
Yeah.
So I was also telling Gayatri before our podcast that my grandma, who lives in Florida, turned 100 this week. And I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And we've had so many conversations over the years where she's like, do you think that I'll hit 100? And I would always say, absolutely. Like, I just had no doubt that she was going to reach 100. And when I talked to her, she said, Stephanie, I did it. I did it. I made it. It was so cute. She said, could you believe it? And my dad was there with his brothers, and they got her these giant balloons, like the 100 number balloons. And she was just so excited. And it was just so cool because she's always been super independent, like up until like a year ago, I think. But like, really, it's truly incredible. Like, she was driving, she was still going out. But this past year, she's been sleeping for a lot of the day. Like, she's up for a few hours and she goes back to sleep. And she said to me, you know, staff people say to me, like, how could you be happy being home all the time? Like, are you really happy? And she said, happiness is just a state of mind. You can be happy anywhere. Of course I'm happy. I'm in my home and I'm content and I'm happy. So wise.
I love older people.
I know.
It's
like,
it's just, ugh. My step-grandma, my step-mom's mom, is 108, 107. I don't even know. But it's just like, I got to see her a couple years ago, and it was just such a beautiful interaction.
You know?
Like, oh, I just love older people. And it's interesting because I'm in Greece, and the elderly are like literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. Out, you know, like at cafes or sitting in front of their houses, talking to each other, watching everyone walk by, probably talking about us in Greek. You know, but like, I was at the beach, and there's all these little older people. They go for their morning swim, and they're just so cute. And one little lady, like, she came in and I was like, good morning. I said it in Greek. I was like, good morning. And she started talking to me in Greek. And I was like, I only understand a little bit. And she was like, that's okay. But it was just like, oh, I love interacting with older people because there's just so much wisdom. And it's such like a simplicity.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a simple, pure energy.
Yeah.
And wisdom.
I know. It was so cute. She was talking about her husband, my papa, who passed away when I was 13, and he was just the love of her life. And she said to me, you know, I really miss him. And I said, well, you know, he's waiting for you. She said, oh, he better be, and he better be good.
He better be good.
Yeah. It was so cute, but I can only imagine what their reunion will be like. Oh, so sweet. I know.
Wow. It's interesting to think about our culture as Americans and how like the elderly are kind of like not, you know, like just kind of shut away in general. I love the cultures where the elderly are like living with the family and in the family, and like the children get to learn from the grandparents and the great grandparents, you know, like it's so beautiful.
I know.
It's such a blessing. True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're like these wisdom holders, you know, that we don't get to appreciate as much as we could, you know?
I know. It's so true. And right before we hung up, she said, Stephanie, always remember, I have loved you since the day you were born. And I was like, oh my God, it made me cry.
Oh, I know. Happy birthday to your grandma.
Oh, thanks.
What's her name?
Cool. 100. Sylvia.
Sylvia. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super cool. So that was a highlight of the week.
That's so cool. I love it.
And how was your week?
My week, I don't even know, but today was great. I can't think back.
I know, they all tend to blend into one.
It's been great sitting on the beach. There's this walkway that I live near that's right on the beach, and there's waves just crashing up against the wall. And I'm just sitting there editing the podcast, but just staring out at these waves and this beautiful ocean. And I'm just like, damn. Like, life is amazing. You know, it's one of those moments that just makes you feel that gratitude and feel that, like, appreciation for everything you have and for everything you're experiencing and all of the amazing moments. And, like, yeah, it just felt so good.
I love that. I think it was a gratitude week for us. I was thinking about that so much too, just feeling such gratitude, like, for the life that I've created here in LA and all the friends who feel like family. And, like, it's just beyond any of my wildest dreams what I ever thought that it could be.
Yeah. I actually have been doing for a couple of years, like 10 gratefuls in the morning. I think I've talked about this before, but I had kind of, like, slowed down on that. And then this week I started putting more effort, more doing it, you know, like doing it in the morning. And even when I go for, like, a morning swim, I'll do it in the ocean and just say what I'm grateful for to the ocean. I think it's just, like, bringing up more and more, you know, the more you focus on it, the more you feel it. And it just raises your vibration so much. It changes everything.
I was just going to say, when you're in gratitude, your vibration, you just feel like you're on top of the world. And then people respond that way to you. It's like everywhere when I'm in one of those moods or, like, in that vibration, everywhere I go, people are like, hi, you know, and it's just like you're putting out this amazing energy and everyone's giving it back because they feel it. You know, they're mirroring you.
Totally. And I think also you're feeling, for me, I feel like this wholeness, you know, like when you're grateful, you feel whole. Because you're grateful for all the things and all the people and all your experiences and whatever you have and whatever you're grateful for. So it makes you feel this, like, energy of wholeness.
That is so true. Instead of thinking about the things that you want or that you don't yet have, you're just being grateful for what you have. So instead of coming from a lack, like a perspective of lack, like, I don't have this and why don't I have it or I want it? You're coming from, like, oh, I'm so grateful for all the things I have. And then the universe can give you more.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and you wouldn't even care if the universe gave you more or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're already fulfilled. You're already in that space of wholeness. And that's exactly like you said, it does attract more because you are that. Yeah. You have everything you want. You have every, you know, it's just like, oh, so amazing.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I love when that happens. Then I just stop and, like, look around and I'm like, ah, like I really appreciate that vibration because it's natural. We all dip sometimes and you can feel it when something can happen in your life or you could get frustrated by someone or someone could say something that you don't like, you know, and it brings you down for a little while.
Yeah.
So when I'm up in that really high vibration, I'm like, oh, this feels good.
Yeah. And I think also, like, the practice of doing the gratitudes or doing the miracle, you know, like what you're doing with Chloe, it's like, It even if it's a rough day, it brings you up, even though you're in wherever you are vibrationally, if you're on a lower vibration or whatever, just feeling that gratitude and focusing on the things that you are grateful for and why you're grateful for them can shift you a little bit out of a lower vibration that you might be sitting in, you know?
It's so true. One of the things I have to be mindful of is sometimes when I get into the high vibration, it's funny, I stopped doing, like, all of my practices because I'm like, oh, I'm great. You know, I'll stop meditating. I'll stop. Just because I'm like, oh, I'm on top of the world. It's all good. But then it's like, those are the times that you should keep going, right? Because you want to keep that vibration.
Yep, totally. It's like you've been doing all your practices, and then you're like, woohoo, I'm doing great. And then I'm like, okay, I don't need any practices. And then you're like, meh.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, you would think I'd learn one of these days. Apparently not. Apparently I'm a slow learner.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh my God. Yeah. So what are you guys grateful for? Have you thought about it recently? You know?
Yeah. Feels good to take a minute and think about that. Could be anything. Could be the sunshine. You know, because there's some days when you're, like, so feeling so crappy that it's hard to even think of something that you're grateful for in those moments. But it could be, like, the sunshine or, like, someone who smiled at you that day, you know, or something that cheered you up.
A lot of times when it's hard for me to find, like, if I'm not feeling well or whatever, I'm always grateful for my bed. Like, that's all, sometimes it's like the first one I do. I'm like, because I'm usually in the morning, like I'm still in my bed when I'm writing them. I'm just like, I'm grateful for this bed. I'm grateful for like how comfortable it is. And yeah. I feel safe and cozy in it. You know, it's like something about a bed. Like, it just, it's so important for me.
I love really that. Like, well, probably because you've been in places where you haven't had a comfy bed.
Yeah, or like felt safe. And I feel like a bed, there's something about a bed that makes you feel safe and safe.
Yeah, it's like your home. It's your security.
Yeah. As long as they have a bed.
Aw.
Feel safe.
Yeah. I always start with Chloe and Marshy because those are always easy to be grateful for. And then I go from there.
Yeah. People you love. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What if we do a little clearing for everyone to help them kind of release some of the blockages to gratitude? Because sometimes just the old energy just gets stuck in our energy field, in our chakras, and it makes it hard to reach those high vibrations.
Totally. And hard to see.
Yeah.
Hard to see, like, all of the things in our life that we are grateful for and that we do have.
It's so true. To me, it always looks like clouds. Like, that's kind of what it's like clouds or like web, spider web, like something that's like blocking you from seeing clearly. And then when you release it all, it's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's release some of that stuff.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's do it. I just answered for you all. If you don't want to do it, you definitely don't have to. I just got excited. But anyone who does not want to do a healing, feel free to listen or not.
Totally. It's free
also
will.
If you're driving, you may want to make sure you're in a safe space. It's hard to go. I mean, I do listen to things like when I'm driving, and I'll release it. But if you want to like really feel it, it helps to just be stationary and be comfortable and close your eyes.
Oh my God, stationary. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
I don't know if I've ever actually said that word.
Stationary. I am stationary.
Such a horrible word. I don't even know where that came from. All I can think of is like the stationary bike, like back in the day, that my mom used to have in her bedroom.
Oh my God, how funny. Yeah, stationary. I am stationary. Can you say that?
Now that sounds so weird. You know, when you're trying to think of a word and you're like, wait, is that a word? Is it not a word? And then you start to like analyze it and it sounds weirder. And yeah.
Totally. Anyway. I think there's a name for that, actually.
Clearly, I need some caffeine at the moment, but that's okay.
I like stationery. We're running with it.
Okay. Now I have the giggles. Okay. Stop giggling. Okay, I'm breathing out the giggles, guys. Okay.
Why don't you send some of those giggles out to everyone?
There you go. I'm going to just send everyone before we start some of this giggly, joyful, infectious energy that I'm feeling at the moment. So if you would like to, just breathe it in. It's coming your way. You can just breathe it in and just let it soak through your body and your energy body. Just feel the happiness and the joy and the giggles.
The gratitude.
And the gratitude, yes. And then what if we release some of the stuff that we just don't need anymore?
Sounds like a plan.
So first, let's just get rid of all the stuff that's stuck in our chakras and our energy field. So if you would like to, you can repeat after me and just say, I now command that all negative thoughts, negative energies, negative emotions, and negative vibrations leave my body, mind, and energy body throughout all time and space. So be it.
So be it.
Just take in a deep breath. And you can breathe it out all over your body. And just imagine that you're letting all of that energy go. It's leaving your aura. It's leaving your energy body. And then you can say, I now release all blockages in my crown chakra that are preventing me from accessing these higher vibrations. I release this now and I set myself free to be filled with joy. So be it.
So be it.
And just taking a deep breath and just intend on sending it straight out the top of your head. Just push it up out of your crown chakra. It's like cobwebs that I'm visualizing, that I'm seeing.
And just say, I now release all cloudy, obscure energy around my head that's preventing me from seeing things clearly. So be it.
So be it.
And just take a deep breath in and release from around your eyes gently and around your face and your head. Just allowing those clouds and anything else that's obscuring your vision, your clear sight, to release. Take a deep breath in and gently release off the forehead and between your eyes.
And then you can say, I choose to release all old programming from this lifetime or any other lifetime that tells me that it's hard to find the joy in life. This is not true. This is no longer my reality. And I let it go now. So be it.
So be it.
And just breathe in and release everywhere, your whole energy body. And what if we just put an affirmation in there and we just say, it is easy for me to find joy. It is easy for me to be grateful, to find gratitude in the everyday moments. This is my new story. And this is how I choose to be. So be it.
So be it.
And take in a deep breath and hold it for a few seconds and think of something that you're really, really grateful for, anything in your life. And as you breathe normally, just feel that gratitude and the joy just permeating through you and flooding through your energy body and your aura, and just really feel that. I feel it in my heart. And you can even send it out throughout your life, throughout your day, and just bless your day with all of that beautiful, joyful, happy, grateful energy. You can bless any projects that you're working on for work. You can bless family members. You can bless anything, anything that you want.
Beautiful. Yeah, just sending that energy of gratitude and joy out in front of you. I love that vision, that image of just sending it out. It's like a pathway that you follow, you know, but it's flowing in front of you. So the gratitude is there. The joy is there. It's like paving your path for the day.
Reminds me of like the yellow brick road.
Totally.
Remember that song, Follow the Yellow
Brick Road? Follow the Gratitude Road.
Oh my God, I'm going to have that in my head for the rest of the day.
Sorry, guys.
Hopefully we made you laugh a little. Oh, bring some more joy in.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel that. It feels good.
It does. Well, we hope that you have a wonderful week.
And an amazing day.
And we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.